Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 30 of No Ideas.
Just vibes in, because it's episode 30.
Episode 30. Little dirty.
You gon' flirty.
But we're 30.
And we're dirty.
You guys.
No, we kept it going on for as long as we could. You know what I mean?
Could have gone longer, but
that's it.
Guys, episode 30, welcome. If you've made it this far, we have two. Congratulations.
Honestly, bread for everyone, because this has really been a journey.
It's big, but we're here, standing
we're
still.
We're here, episode 30. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you to everyone who has come on this journey with us.
And welcome any new listeners.
Yes, ma'am. That's the one.
I have to apologise in advance if I'm sniffing. For some reason, I've just developed hay fever in the last 20 minutes. And I'm sniffing away. So I'm really sorry.
I don't know how you're sniffing because I'm sweating in this 30 degree heat.
Guys, the ovens at this bakery are turned on high, you know.
Honestly.
Basically, in order for the sound to be okay, we have to close the window so we don't catch any traffic outside, and we have to turn the fan off. So we are baking,
bruv.
Our arms off.
Honestly, baking. That oven fan on, yeah. That oven fan is on, okay?
It's on. So, my Brit.
Yeah, Briddy.
How in the hell? Because I know I barely made it.
Really?
Did you get through this week, man?
Dude, you know what? Yeah, this week was slapping me left, right, centre, diagonal, like 180 degrees. Slapping me all sorts of directions, yeah. But what I was grateful for was the weather. I'm sorry, the sun has really been bitten. It's been enjoying the melanated skin. Yeah? No, but do you know what, actually?
Tell me.
Do you know what, yeah? Because I'm black, yeah, obviously.
Wait, you're black?
Yeah, in case you lot haven't heard, I'm
every
black.
Every episode, she does drop it in there. You know I'm black, lads.
Yeah, man, I've got own my ethnicity.
Yeah, man, you tell them,
Come on, I'm a black little saucy pie. Basically, yeah, being in the sun, honestly, about 10 minutes, I've got a tan line. If I'm wearing socks, if I'm wearing a bandeau, it doesn't even matter because I'm going to get a tan, yeah. But besides the tan and the sun that was shining, I went to a fabulous brunch this weekend.
Tell me about it, because you haven't even filled me in yet.
I haven't even filled you in. So it was hosted by More Life London, and it was one of those brunches that you've like booked like months in advance. So obviously, you know how things are opening up, you know, life is getting back to normal, kind of, slowly, slowly.
No one can get a booking anywhere.
Nobody could get a booking.
She booked this last August, 2020.
2020, I was there. As soon as the tickets dropped, I was there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went with the man them, I went with my little group, my flatmates and whatever. And it was just such a good time. Like, the weather was shining. We all looked good. Like,
we all did look
fam. You know when everyone's, like, colour coordinated and, like, it wasn't even preconceived? Like, you just roll up and it all makes sense.
I saw your Instagram and I was looking. And you know when you go on someone's story and then it just flicks to the next?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're not paying attention, you don't know whose story it still is.
Mm-hmm.
It had moved on to yours. Mm-hmm. I hadn't realised. And I went, oh, who's that then?
Yeah, who that then?
I was like, oh, that's my brethren in the gang, you know.
Come on, looking like a snark.
Snacking, man.
A little snark in the sunshine. Golden hour was hitting, bruv. Like, look, yeah, the brunch was actually vibes. And you know why it was good? Because everyone else in the venue was, like, proper muted. Whereas our table, I swear, we were the vibe bringers. Because we were trying to stand, getting the dance in there and everything.
Is it ever different? When have you ever been on a table that isn't the vibe maker?
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, if I'm there, of course I'm bringing the vibes. Whoever's rolling with me, you got the vibes coming, you know what I'm saying? But look, yeah.
Love that. I love that for you.
The brunch was absolutely sensational.
Okay, maybe I'll book now for next year.
No, honestly, please do. You're actually muggy. You're really muggy for that. Anyway, shout out to More Life London for hosting that brunch. It was actually 10 out of 10. Second thing this
really quickly,
week,
where was it? In East?
Oh, it was in East London,
okay,
yeah.
Nice,
yeah, it was
nice.
In Proud Cabaret, but I think they do it in different venues
the
time.
Cool,
so
cool.
Yeah, just follow the page on Instagram. Second thing for the week. So I mean, obviously your girl works in fashion, you know, she's a little bit of a creative, you know. Tell me where I was directing my first shoot today.
Huh? Mad.
Huh? Yeah.
I wish you could see this girl's face right now. Nah, it's dirty, man. What are you doing?
Yes, guys. So I directed my first shoot for work, which was a lot of fun. It was just nice, you know, being out of the house, working with creatives, like meeting new people and just having that freedom to create content and bring like these visions to life. Do you know what I mean?
And
like,
some of your own ideas.
My own ideas.
Just trying, testing.
Yeah, like, so I'm just like, okay, cool. Let's try this actually. Throw the ball like this, you know, let's do this angle. It was just, it was a lot of fun. It was very fulfilling. Mad ting. It was very stressful.
Of course.
I can't lie. I was running around like a fucking headless chicken. However,
Your wig stayed on, and that is an accomplishment in itself. You know,
it's true, you know, because this thing be flying all over the gaff.
And when a girl gets stressed, it just slips off the back of her head.
I don't even bother with it. I fling the thing and I whip it in the bin. Like, that is literally it.
We talk about your wig so much.
No, I know, but I love my wig.
I love your wigs.
I love my wig collection, man. They do a lot for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they do the thing. So yeah, I directed my first shoot, which was really fun.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much, madam.
You're an idiot.
You are. And then the third thing for this week, I went to go and see a show. One of my best friends is in the rep company for the National Youth Theatre, which is our theatre company.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God. So I took little old Briddy.
We went together. And it was a movie.
It was absolutely incredible. They put Othello on at the National Youth Theatre in Holloway. And it was just fucking incredible. There's something about NYT productions that are just so unique. And they're very like, they're very progressive in the way how they use art to communicate messages. Like, they use it in so many different mediums. I love the diversity of the whole company as well.
Yeah, man.
That, like, they are so on it with that. That's why I love them so much. And it was just, I thought it was a wonderfully progressive piece. I thought it was artistically articulate. And I just think it was fucking amazing.
And also, from my perspective, because I actually don't go to the theatre a lot, like, there were some beautiful ways in which they seamlessly joined some kind of modern vocabulary and lines 100%. With the old school Shakespeare.
Yes.
And I love that because I thought it was just really, not palatable is not the right word, but let's go with palatable, mm-hmm. but easy for the audience to absorb.
Yes.
and made it more dynamic, and yes. I loved it.
It's just making it more current, you know what I mean? Using the lingo that we use in today's day and age. Like,
someone's come around saying sweet ting.
No, like, sweet ting! Popping about in Othello times.
But when did Shakespeare ever say sweet ting? He should have.
It was a Mazar, but he should have. Yes, he should have.
Shout out to our brethren who played Othello.
Honestly, Fran, my little Franny pack.
Nah, man.
You're going to be listening, and yeah, I'm talking to you, yeah.
You're the goat.
The way she grips on that denim shirt at the end of the scene. Nah, I'll never forget that.
I was like, can you sign it for me? She goes, no, I need to use it tomorrow.
Literally, I've got industry performance. Nah, honestly, going back to the theatre was 10 out of 10. Like, just, you know, people who know me know that the theatre is like such a happy place for me. So to go back to that, you know, and see one of my best friends like in shining lights was just incredible for me. And that's how I got through the week. It was good vibes, it was good weather, it was good ting, chicken wings, bro.
Yeah, chicken wings.
Brit, tell me about your week.
Okay, so I've literally, the last week, I've neglected everything and everyone, not even on purpose. I've just been in a slump.
I hear that, man, because same here.
So that has been a bit stressful, because now I know I've got a lot of making up to do and a lot of backed up messages to be like, I'm sorry for X, Y, Z.
100%.
One of the reasons for said neglect was I took my driving test.
Yeah.
It was the second time.
Yeah.
I was very ready.
Yeah.
Got in the car.
Uh-huh.
Bada bing left.
Bada
boom right.
Boom.
Failed in the first 5 minutes.
Finished.
I'm so gutted. Guys, I failed in the first 5 minutes. And do you know what?
Oh, yeah. No.
For anyone
oh, no.
who's taken their driving test, pre-COVID, you used to take your test, and if you failed on a major, you used to continue your whole test, and then they used to drive you back.
Mm.
Now they drive you straight back, so you don't have to be in the car.
Oh, wow.
For a long period of time. So
okay.
I've paid now my instructor for X amount of hours, and for the lesson, failed at the first roundabout, finished. I'm back in 12
so
minutes.
So you just, oh,
my
no.
My instructor looked at me, he went for a loo break. He came out, he's like, why are you
got
back?
A little coffee.
He looked at me, said, what happened?
Oh.
I said, beats me, brother. Beats bloody me. Now, I'm actually so gutted.
Brit.
There's such a backlog of tests that it's just going to be a nightmare to like
it's
get another
stress,
one.
Man.
Oh, man. Do you know what? I was so stressed about it. And weirdly, the first time I failed, I had this instructor who was actually really mean to me.
Mm.
The guy didn't like me.
Look, enemy of progress right there.
I got the same instructor this time.
They,
Can you imagine?
That's just some really bad luck.
When
bro.
He walked out and said Ilaria, I said, is it April?
It's finished.
Are you fooling a brother?
I can literally imagine you, like, as soon as he says your name, just look up to the heavens being like, why, man? Why?
But anyway, I'm coming back for him.
Yes, Brit. Gordon, that's the attitude.
Gordon in Isleworth.
Oh.
Fleming Way.
Wow.
I'm coming back the third
time.
You're
giving details, you know.
And I'm going to take you around and around about in a safe way with good observations.
Yes, Brit, you saved that observation.
Yeah, man, so that was hella depressing. But we move on because... You guys know, if you've listened before, I'm a big football fan, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Euros 2020.
There you go.
If you don't know, get to know, because you're going to hear screaming, probably for the next game, because England are shit. But you've got a week to scream and be excited. But
when does it actually start?
It already started.
Oh, no.
It already started.
Okay.
I think England played Croatia. We won 1-0. Sterling scored. Get in.
There you go.
But me and my housemate make a beautiful Euros board.
Oh, yes.
Where we do all of the group stages, etc. So we did that this week.
Mm.
And it was absolutely beautiful.
Love it.
And I'm excited.
Yes, Brid. Get the footy on there, man.
Love a bit of foosball, you know. And the last thing in my week,
mm-hmm.
which was... amazing, yeah.
Yeah, man, top us up.
Okay, the last thing in my week was I went to Backyard Cinema in Wandsworth.
Little backyard team.
Yeah, you know the vibe, man.
What'd you go see in Backyard?
I went to see Moonlight.
Oh, what a wonderful film.
But basically, you pick the screen you want to go to, and mm-hmm. I didn't realise each one has a different theme. So ours was LA Nights.
Uh-huh.
So we walk in, and it's like a check-in desk. It tells you departure times. It has all the clocks for different time zones. They gave us our boarding pass. They said, madam, have a safe flight.
No.
I'm like, well, the main question...
I would have been crying.
The main question is, have I got on board snacks, you know? Like, how long is this flight really going to be, you know?
Am I going to be snacking and munching or something?
Honestly.
Because somebody got to eat.
Do you know what I mean? You got bread. Anyway.
Literally.
So we get in, you properly go into a room that looks like an aeroplane cabin, and you sit there. He's pretending to put away all your baggage. They're like, if you have a small item, please put it in the seat in front of you.
Nah, this is actually unreal.
Like, please read the safety rules. And I'm looking, and their dance moves. And then the cabin crew start dancing, music's playing. Like, it was a movie.
Mad.
And then you get in there, and it's all like, it was sand on the floor.
What?
Bean bags. Like,
mad.
It was wild.
They went in with this, you know.
I had cocktails on a beach.
Wait, she was living.
It was...
Sipping on a pina colada.
Literally.
I see you, man.
So, yeah, man. It was so good. So, if anyone has a chance to go, Lizzie, nice. We're going to go.
No, we have to go, Brit.
We have to go.
100%.
They literally did a bloody good show, and they did this whole... kind of piece before saying how hard it's been for Backyard Cinema, but also their journey
mm-hmm.
from when they used to do pop-ups to now this is their first actual permanent space.
Oh, I love that.
So it was amazing to see and get a vibe for the team and everything.
Nice.
So I had a smashing time.
Oh, amazing news.
And the company was fabulous. So
fabulous.
I can't complain. It was really, it picked up the week. But I'm still in a... I'm having daily breakdowns.
Uh-huh.
I have been since November.
Mate,
that's a given.
Join the crew, man. We all out here struggling
exactly.
in one way or another.
But we're trying.
But we got to keep it moving.
So that's it.
I love that, Brid.
Thank
Look,
you.
Look, we had pretty good weeks, Brid.
Yeah, man.
I love that for us.
It was all right.
I really love that for us. Okay, Brid, plug me into this new week with something sweet. What are you plugging for me, buddy?
Okay, this could give you really bad cavities. It's that sweet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, so book an appointment with your dentist to sort out your cavities.
I thought that was a
sweet.
Plug. I was like, what?
What? Who? My dentist is the plug. You're an idiot.
You are.
Okay, so this plug is pretty close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my very, very, very good friends
mm-hmm.
Is an incredible artist. And she, this week, I went to see her art show, her final piece,
mm-hmm.
for her foundation year, which is amazing.
Yes.
Also, shout out her, she got a distinction.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And she has an art page, which she uploads all her art in, and she works in a variety of mediums, and she's absolutely fantastic as a person and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like you to go and check out her art page.
Love it.
So it's called Tallulah LeBronx.
LeBronx.
On Instagram. So yeah, shout out Tallulah. Her art is hard.
Yes, Tallulah.
Yeah,
we love the art pieces.
So, Briddy, hit me with a plug.
Okay, guys, so I'm putting you onto something new. It's not music this week, but it's something that's going to make you look a little bit sweet.
That's good. I like a mix-up.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Just shake it up a little bit,
I'm saying.
So this week, I'm plugging a Black-owned business.
Love
it. It is called Kalo Jewelry, and they basically just sell jewellery.
K-A-L-O.
Like, so it's K-A-I-L-O.
Okay.
Jewellery. So one of my friends actually posted this on a story, and I was like, yes, like, I've been looking for, like, affordable rings, which still look nice, and in terms of, like, their designs and what they're called, they're very, like, out there. So, like, there's one called, like, the Essence Ring, you know, like, it's very, like, powerful. And it's just, like, simple designs. You've got your standard gold, you've got your standard, you know, silver, you've got your rose gold as well. But, yeah, man, I'm just all for the rings. I thought I'd put you guys on if there's any sisters, brothers, demdes who's out there as well with the rings.
Love that. And they do silver and gold.
They do silver and gold and rose gold.
They do a necklace.
They do a necklace.
They do a bracelet.
They do a bracelet.
And they do ring for the ears.
A ring for the ring for the home.
Are you? So they do everything.
They do everything.
I love that.
So it's Kalo.jewelry on Instagram, a black owned business. Go do the thing, bruv.
Go get yourself a wedding ring.
Honestly,
come on now.
Man, sort yourself out. Be married to yourself.
That's it.
That's the one.
Done.
Done, done.
The done, done.
Indie, done, done.
The sun, done.
Indie, done, 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 done. I was not expecting to go that high. Oh, dear.
Your range is superb, must I say.
God, I haven't even warmed up yet, love.
Right, I'm going to sail us into the main topic, guys.
Yes.
Okay, so the main topic is based on a TV show on Netflix called The One.
The One.
And the premise of The One, if you haven't seen it, and there are no spoilers here, just the premise, is that they say there is this platform which you can put your details on and it matches you with your biological soulmate. And they say you have one soulmate and you'll match with that person so long as they've done the test.
That's so interesting as a concept.
So I wanted to push the question to you first. What are your initial thoughts on that concept?
Now, I think the concept is absolutely wild because I'm like, what sort of information do you need from me to match with someone else who you think is my soulmate? Like, I want to know what they base that information on.
So in this instance, it's just DNA.
Okay.
So for example, they will take some of your DNA, a hair strand, and somebody else's. And if the DNA matches, then it's your soulmate. There must be other variables as well. Yeah, because 100%. Your DNA will match with your family and stuff. But whatever the algorithm is, and they obviously wouldn't tell us, although it's just a TV show, because then they'd lose their business.
Oh, Christ.
But the whole premise is that it's based on DNA.
Do you know what? It could be a thing, potentially, but I feel like that's more of like a scientific way of looking at things, whereas I feel like your soulmate pertains to your soul, which is something that science can't quantify because it's supposedly supernatural. And I'm very much in the sense that energy is like the supreme power.
And you think energy doesn't come from DNA? So where does your energy come from?
I mean, now that you put it like that, then fair enough. But I feel like, no, I feel like energy comes from different things. It comes from different life experiences. Like, for example, if you take twins, right? Yeah, they look the same. DNA, a lot of things are going to be similar, but there will be certain things that make them distinct individuals, obviously, right? And I feel like with energies, you can't replicate that. Everyone is so individual in terms of like the situations that you go through, the experiences that you have in life, how you react to them, whatever your resources are, wherever you are in that, wherever you are like in that stage of life, that's what is going to determine the energy that you have, like how you bounce back, like that natural being of you.
So are you saying that life experiences shape you more than genetics?
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
And how did you come to that?
Because I've lived my life and and I am who I am.
Big man Ting's lived her life, you know. Big man Ting, she's ready. She's lived her life. She's done.
I'm ready in 3, 2, 1, and go.
Lift off.
No, fully though. Like, if I think about the person I am today, I feel like I am who I am for so many different reasons. From the company that I keep in terms of my friends, you know, who I actually call, you know, my closest people, my team players, whatever. I think it's what I'm interested in terms of my passions, you know, my side projects, whatever. And I think it's also, you know, what drives me in terms of where I want to go in life. You know, I see different things and, you know, I make match for match being like, oh, I want to put those two together and I want that for myself. And that could be like buying a house or traveling, for example. DNA can't, I don't think DNA can describe that.
Not at all.
Maybe a little bit, but I don't think the majority of it is.
Okay, do you know what I mean? I was going to say to you, if you think it's just energy match and DNA doesn't play a part, then that's like saying you connect with someone because they have an amazing energy, but then what if you're not attracted to them? DNA shows how, you know, you look and your form.
Yeah.
So it has to play a part, right?
Curveball.
Because in my opinion, I was thinking, I know it's just a TV show, but I was thinking, is this at all possible, right? And I was thinking to myself, well, if I take myself for an example, the university I went to was very focused on sports and therefore it wasn't heavily focused on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other universities which have quite a big kind of drug scene.
Yeah.
Now, had I gone to a different one, I'd be an entirely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Had I gone to a different school, I'd be an entirely different person.
Exactly.
Because certain aspects of myself are pushed forward and promoted by the people I'm around, the experiences I've had, the past trauma that has affected me, and different kind of lines of thinking, thought, experiences completely changes that.
100%.
So I definitely think genetics plays a part, but I personally don't think that you could just determine your soulmate on genetics alone.
Absolutely not. Do you know why I think that, though? Do you know, I agree with you, rather. I think it's because with DNA, how I see it is almost like it's a constant. You know, once you have your DNA, once you're born, that's it. Like, does DNA really develop in any way, or is that just it? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Whereas your energy is constantly changing, you know, and for you to... Because, you know, if you think about in terms of your soulmate, some people meet their soulmates when they're, like, 15. Some people meet their soulmates when they're, like, 55, right? Like, there's so many different variables, and I don't think DNA can quite quantify that.
Okay, so let me ask you something else really quickly, since you're talking about soulmates.
Soulmates.
Also, let me just disclose, we are not scientists here. Please don't take anything,
bloody,
you know,
I hate science.
If I start talking about gene mutation, don't take it as fact. You probably won't find it in any textbook anywhere.
It's just because it sounds nice, so we throw it in the mix.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mutation. For the nation.
For the nation.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You said, you know, some people meet their soulmate at 16, some people meet them at 50.
Mm.
Do you then believe you only have one soulmate? Because that's also a theme that the show tackles.
Mm, yes. Mm. Mm. Okay, yes, you're speaking my good language.
When am I not? Come on.
When is she not? It's so true. Do you know what? I don't believe you can only have one soulmate.
Okay, tell us why.
Don't.
Tell us for why.
Why? Because I feel like the way how people impact you in your life, right, hits you in different ways, right? For certain, you know, if you take certain, you know, situations in your life, you'll call on certain people, you know, whether it's, you know, for help, for assistance, for support, you know, to help you celebrate, whatever. You know, the sort of satisfaction that I get from, like, my brothers, for example, is very different to how I get satisfaction from my friends, and which again is very different from the satisfaction that I get from a lover. Do you know what I mean? But in one way, when all three of them are aligned in my life, like, I would see them in the same way in terms of how important you are to me, but you're giving me different things. Do you know what I mean?
So you would apply soulmates not just to romantic relationships. You could apply soulmates to friends and family.
Absolutely, because I feel like, again, I feel like experiences help to mold, like, who individuals are, right? Is your, you know, your upbringing, what you want from life, you know, your past, your present and your future really does shape who you are as a person. So I feel like, you know, friends that you've had, you know, maybe for 10 years or even 1 year, like, you can really build a connection with someone. And it's like we always say, Brid, when you meet certain people in your life and you get to know them and then you understand, okay, where they are at in their journey of life.
Have you crossed paths at the right point in your journey?
Exactly.
Because something I was going to say to you was this. Do you think when people are born, it's like, hey, these two people, if they ever cross paths, will be soulmates? I personally don't think so.
No.
Because we evolve, like you said, through experiences, through energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because we're forever in fluctuation as humans, energy-wise, personality-wise, etc., and experiences, I therefore feel like you may have an influx at one stage of your life of loads of potential soulmates, and then you could have none. It depends where, you know, what levels are matching and what people are crossing at certain points in their journey, 100%. Right?
The different, you know, it's the different points that are matching in that journey and also what you hold in like the highest regard as well.
At that point.
At that point.
In time.
Yes, because you know, when you're, you know, obviously we're both in our 20s, right? And I feel like, you know, the 20s notoriously are known to be like the grinding years. You know, you put your work in whatever you want in terms of what you find most important, right? For some people, that's their career. They're going to work super hard to get their career. For some people, it's finding that one person. For some people, it's buying a house. Do you know what I mean? But you... Do you think, actually, yeah. I've started the point, then I thought about this. Yeah. Do you think that... In terms of actually creating this soulmate or meeting that soulmate,
yeah.
you both need to be going or wanting the same things at the same time. So in terms of like both being really career driven.
No, okay. I wouldn't agree with that.
Okay, now why?
I don't think your wants have to be the same.
Mm.
If I was to agree with the soulmate,
mm-hmm.
then for me, it would be an energy connection,
mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And an energy kind of match.
Mm-hmm.
and personality match and so forth
mm.
doesn't have anything to do with career. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there are deal breakers that you want in a person,
mm-hmm.
but there are certain things or aspects or traits that can be worked on.
Yes.
So ultimately, if I meet someone who's my soulmate,
mm-hmm.
if you like, and they're quite lazy and not career driven, but you have this undeniable kind of chemistry and feeling when you're with them,
mm.
if you can help lift them up and be like, what about this? What about this? And inspire them,
mm.
maybe they get up and in, you know, a couple of months' time, they're so driven and inspired by their job,
mm-hmm.
they've then become the career-driven person you wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think you need to find things, you know,
mm.
That always match.
Mm.
It's actually about, do you connect with that person?
Mm-hmm.
And then can you work together
mm-hmm.
as a duo or
yes.
a trio
yes.
or whatever it is you're into,
mm-hmm.
right, that helps kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, push forward everything you guys want as a couple, as a group. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean?
No, I do.
What do you think?
I do know what you mean. I feel like with soulmates... It's hard to kind of, you know, look, I haven't found my soulmate yet. I don't think I have because I haven't had that feeling. And it's like, when would one know when they found their soulmate? Because I feel like, because it's such a rare thing to find. Like, how would you sort of quantify, okay, cool, this is the criteria for me to have my soulmate. Or I've met my soulmate because of X, Y, Z.
I think it's a little bit more abstract than that.
Mm,
I'll be honest.
I
like,
think as well.
I think it depends. There are so many variables. I think, are you in touch with energy?
Mm.
Your energy and other people's?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not, you may never feel that oh my God feeling.
Yeah.
And also, we don't know if it's an oh my God feeling. Because to me, it could be an oh my God feeling.
Mm.
And to you, it could be something else.
Mm.
So ultimately, I don't think you can kind of logically... bash out certain
yeah,
criteria that you
can't.
Need. I think it's a case of always, soulmate or not, you're
mm.
going to have to work
mm-hmm.
with someone
yeah.
in a partnership 100%, at all times.
100%.
The point is, does that person make you feel a type of way?
Mm.
And does that person support what you're trying to do?
Yes.
And I think a soulmate, you know, is logical in the sense that it needs work.
Mm.
But abstract in the sense that it's a feeling that
mm-hmm.
you're just like... It could be
you
different
can't
for
even describe it.
It could
sometimes.
Be like you feel safe.
Yeah.
You feel at home.
Mm.
You feel at one with.
Mm.
I think it'll be different with everyone. I think it's quite, you know, it's really something that's
mm.
intangible. Is that the word?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
it. And one will never be able to put it into words.
Mm.
It's like when you ask someone what is love, they try and describe it through the English language.
Yeah.
But really, if you were to read anyone's script, it would never quite fully explain the feeling.
100%.
Because it's a feeling, right?
It's a feeling, yes, 100%. I feel like in certain situations with life, you know, you get to know different individuals through, obviously, conversation, you know, obviously, you know, speaking with like-minded individuals, which I think is such a rare thing in terms of, when I say like-minded, I mean like, you're just thinking the same thing.
Mm,
do you know
mm.
what I mean? Like your train of reasoning is just the same. Like
mm.
when you say a point, the other person can see the logic, the reasoning behind it. So
mm.
they can therefore empathize with you on that point.
Mm.
I think going through life, there are so many different individuals that we meet. But I think, yeah, having a good connection with your energy and obviously knowing yourself, as we always fucking say on this
mm.
podcast, is a massive thing for... your soul to actually receive a mate to come
that's
and join
it.
You.
That's
you
it.
Know?
If you don't step into your own, then you're not going to attract, you know, the right
yeah,
kind of soulmate
that.
For you.
Exactly.
So I think, yeah. But I'd be interested to know what anyone out there thinks. Mm. Whether they even think soulmates exist.
This is the thing. It's such an interesting subject because I feel like it's definitely out there. Mm. Some people talk about it, some people don't. But the whole, like, hypothesis is still very much alive. Soulmates.
And also, some religions don't even, you know, agree with soulmates and the soul and think it's a real thing. It's so true. You know, it'd be interesting to see what you guys think. If you think all of this is absolute jargon, mate. Yeah. Could be, but it's an interesting show. Yes. So go and check it out and let us know your thoughts if you feel so inclined.
And that's it. For the one. So please, Ilaria, tip me into the new week with something special.
Okay, something special for you guys. So, yeah, do you know what? I really dropped the ball this week. I said it at the beginning in terms of kind of neglecting certain loved ones. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit shit about it, but I'm totally in the wrong in that sense. And I feel like everyone is just going through a hard time at the moment. So the lesson I learned that I want to pass on is just check in with your friends, guys, next week. I think I chat to my friends, but I think I forgot, you know, for the last few weeks to actually say, how are you?
Yeah.
And you know, with your friends, when you say, how are you, it's a different how are you to the guy at the, you know, at Pret when you say, how are you? Mm-hmm. They're not going to unleash their life on you.
100%.
But I think I forgot to say, how are you? Mm-hmm. And we just chatted about music and what we had been doing, but actually not the actual crux, which I care about, which is like, how are you? How is your soul? How is your being? How is your mind?
How are you doing?
So a public apology to everyone I have neglected. Mm-hmm. And also to tell everyone else out there, check in on your friends.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to be better.
Yeah, man.
So do your part, mate.
I hear that. Honestly, retweet all of that because I feel like I've been in the same space, you know. Look, yeah, I ain't even going to shy away from it. I feel like everyone goes through their own shit. And I feel like we've all got our own struggles, things that people know about, things that people don't know about. Obviously, take time, check in. And even times when you need time away, let your friends know. You know, keep them updated. Even if it's just like, okay, cool. You want to ignore people for like a week. Just tell your people, I'm out for the week. If it's urgent, call me. Other than that, I'm good. I'll see you next week. Do you know what I mean? Communication key, as always.
Yeah, I need to work on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brittany, what tip are you giving the people them to take into next week?
My tip for this week is to be bold, people. Because if you don't put yourself on the scene, how will you be seen?
Love that. You said that the other day.
Lizzie
said that the other day and we both looked at each other and we went, whoa. That's your tip, man. That's my tip.
Like, guys, if you don't put yourself on the scene, whatever scene that is that you want to be on, how do you expect to be seen by the people, by the attention you're trying to grab?
You get.
You know?
Seen and seen.
Yeah,
done though.
And seen.
Seen. You're a hero.
Always, Brid. That's another chicken wrap.
Yeah, sending out good vibes to everyone, guys. We're going to see you next week, episode 30. We made it.
30. That's it for now. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's your boy, Larry.
We're out. Bye, bitch.